Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everyone. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. I am so pleased to have you back here with me again today. I realize this is sort of a crazy time, and there's so many things that we talk about day in and day out right now that are bad news, right? It's just the reality of the current situation we're living through. But I was asked as part of a panel I belong to within the hospitality industry about some ideas that and some specific action items that should be included in hotel marketers, you know, post-crisis top three digital marketing plans. And I want to be very clear, it may be premature to start talking about this on one level, because clearly we don't know when the current situation is going to end. You know, if we're lucky, maybe in May, things really start to pick up a little bit. But it's entirely possible we're talking about June or July or, you know, October, depending on how things shape up with the underlying health crisis. And there really are three things that have to happen before the underlying health crisis, turns the economy around. The first, of course, is the health crisis itself needs to be addressed. The social distancing activities that people are undertaking right now make a ton of sense right now because, of course, you know, you can't really leave your house readily without the risk of getting sick. So that's the first thing that has to happen. We have to be secure that the actual health crisis has been addressed. The second, of course, is people will have to have the money to do things. You know, we're seeing big impacts to the economy from the coronavirus, from COVID-19, and clearly people aren't going to be able to do much buying or shopping or traveling or things like that if they don't have the money. And with the economy, you know, currently really in some significant decline, that's going to have to be addressed. Hopefully, the activities that the government have taken to backstop many businesses and the like, and maybe some future stimulus that they address will help lessen the economic impacts. But that certainly has to be true. And then, of course, the third thing is trust. People have to feel good enough about the state of health and the state of the economy to actually feel comfortable spending whatever money that they have. And we really don't know how long that's going to take. You know, so you're going to see first, do we get the health crisis worked out? Second, do we get the economic crisis worked out? And then third is, how do people feel about the economy and feel about the risks to them, you know, to their either their physical health or their financial health before they start making big purchase decisions? So I fully acknowledge that what I'm about to talk about may be a little premature. I also think it's true that this crisis will end. We will get through this. And it's a good idea to start giving at least some thought as you navigate the new normal, such as it may be for the next, you know, 6, 8, 12, 24 weeks, and what the new normal will be after this period passes. So the first thing I think we have to give some real thought to is what I'm referring to as backyard and bundle. Now, that's obviously a term that I'm applying to the travel industry specifically, but it works across a lot of industries. It is likely that people may want to stay closer to home when we start to come out of this, that they may have less to spend, or that they simply want to keep a little money in their pocket because they're concerned about other shocks to the system. They also probably will want to spend more time with families and friends, most of whom they've been forced to be away from all throughout this crisis and likely will continue to have to be all throughout this crisis. So as you think about your offerings, think about what allows people to actually engage with the people they care about, whether it's, you know, your B2C and it's, you know, their friends and family, whether it's B2B and it's their coworkers and customers. You want to think about, how do we bring those people together and how do we present offers that actually allow them to do that in a clear way? You know, how do you make sure that the customer understands they can do this right from their home, or they can do this right from nearby? That's probably a better idea. Additionally, you want to think about how you upsell. That's where the bundle part comes in. Close the immediate sale on the simple ask when the time is right, and then think about how you upsell, because people may have a little bit less money to spend, or they may be concerned about the economy being softer. Think about how you get the first sale and then worry about the second sale after that. Another thing you want to do is you want to use digital to reach further afield. And this is something that can help you right now. You know, if you're in a B2B industry, today your salespeople can't be on the road and you're not using events the way you always have. So how can you get your website to actually attract customers and convince those customers that you're the right solution for their business? That's something you want to be working on right now and will put you in a better position as we go forward. I know I've said this many times before, but content is king, customer experience is queen, and data is the crown jewels. This is the place where the king should be carrying the load for you. Your content needs to connect with customers effectively to answer the questions that they have and help them understand how you can help them. Now, of course, another part of digital is that you have to use social really effectively right now. And I want to be really clear, both right now and as we go forward. Now, that does not mean promotion. It does not mean, you know, hey, look at us. It does not mean ask for the sale. It means listening to the concerns of your customers. It means letting them know that you're still here to help them if they need help. You know, I may have talked about this on the show a week or two ago, but I got an email the other day from a business that talked about these quote unquote infectious deals they were offering. And I was like, what is wrong with you? That is obviously the worst possible messaging you can do right now. You don't come off as clever. You don't come off as funny. You come off as a jerk. You come off as an insensitive bastard, frankly, who's not thinking about the very real challenges people are having right now. But I'm seeing lots of really great messages where people are saying, hey, we're here to help. Hey, we're listening to what your needs are. And we're not offering anything. We're not telling you to buy anything. We're simply saying, let us know if there's anything we can do to help you. There's a local restaurant that I go to when I like quite a bit. I used to go to, you know, as a friend of mine on Twitter the other day said, I really should have developed more hobbies than going out to eat, which I thought was funny given the current circumstances, because it speaks to me personally. But this local restaurant talked about how not only are they offering delivery of food, but they are also allowing people to pick up, you know, bread and milk and eggs and things like that, because they're helping customers solve for their immediate problem. And they said, we recognize some people are having some financial troubles right now. If you're hungry and need something to eat, give us a call and talk to this person at the restaurant and we'll work something out with you. So, I mean, they're doing the right thing. They're not talking about making a sale. They're talking about how they help people right now. And that's the kind of thing you should be talking about with social. You know, use social to demonstrate how people in your community are helping the community. Show some of the cool things that your employees are doing. You know, I saw some great examples yesterday. So this is March 30th. Yesterday was National Doctors' Day. And I saw so many great posts where people didn't promote a thing. They just said thank you to the doctors who are helping people in their communities through this terrible challenge and all healthcare professionals, right? So it's just a really smart way to show you're attuned to what's going on. You're not being a jerk. You're being connected to your community. And that's really something that's going to be critical both now and later. That said, you may want to keep doing some things with paid search. I recognize budgets are tight, but if you're running your paid search campaigns effectively, you should be getting clicks that convert. And so the challenge right now for many businesses is not that you're blowing through all your budget on paid search. It's that there's not enough demand to consume the budget you actually, in theory, could have available if those conversions happened. So, you know, trim budget from the places that aren't working, pull that stuff back, but keep some budget to keep the lights on so that you continue to be there to help people who need help. Again, soften the messages. I wouldn't do a hardcore sell. I wouldn't do a hardcore push, but it puts you in a good position to be the people your customers are thinking of when they're ready to start buying again and if they're ready to buy now. So you want to think about all of those kinds of things. Another great thing you should be doing right now, a terrific, terrific idea that I've heard a couple of really smart people pull up, and I will be more than happy to link to them in the show notes. But it's, you know, if you have a location, make sure you're working on your Google My Business listing right now. Make sure that, you know, you have the proper details of, are your locations open? Do you offer delivery? Regardless of what you do, right? Think about your title tags and your H1s on your pages on your website, including details about what your hours are or how your hours may have changed or how to reach your customers. So those are all some ideas of what you want to think about in terms of how you prepare for now and how you get ready for later. Another thing I think we want to talk about now is how you offer your customers flexibility. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty right now. And I think there's a lot of benefit to keeping a positive outlook and continuing to provide positive messages to your customers, to continue to encourage confidence in the fact that we will get through this, because we will. It's also true that one of the reasons people are so concerned is because there's so much uncertainty. So the more flexibility you offer your customers, whether it's in your products or your services or your pricing or your marketing or your cancellations or, you know, your returns, whatever it happens to be, the more uncertainty you can eliminate, the more certainty you can provide to customers, the more you set yourself up in a good position to help them in the future and help them today. The reality is people are going to be dealing with a fair bit of uncertainty around health, around their finances, and around their trust that both of those things will stay positive for some time to come, right? This is not a situation that's going to end overnight. So the more flexibility that you can give your customers now and going forward, the better a position you put your business now and going forward. Finally, we will reach a point at some point, and again, this could be months from now, but we will reach a point where it's appropriate to start selling more aggressively. And on this one, my advice is let someone else do it first. This is probably a great time to be a fast follower because someone is going to start promoting something or they're going to start selling hard or the like, and they're going to misstep and they're going to take a big beating in public because they put commercial opportunities ahead of, you know, doing what's right for their community. I'd let somebody else take that risk. There are very few situations where being second into the market are going to kill you, are going to hurt you that aggressively. So you know, make sure you have your plans in place so that you can start up quickly once the time is right. So you want to be sure that either you're absolutely 100% certain the time is right, or you want to be a fast follower and make sure you're number two into the market right out of the gate. So as you look at all of these items together, again, think backyard and bundle. Think about how you can help people close to home and then upsell where appropriate too. Use digital to reach further afield. Make sure you're keeping the lights on with social and paid search where it's appropriate to. And be a fast follower to start selling to your customers when the time is right. Again, I am very confident we will come through this. No matter how difficult things may be right now, no matter how challenging some of the days to come may be, we will get through this. We'll get through this by working hard and working smart and taking care of our communities, putting ourselves in a good position to help others, which will help us be well positioned to succeed when the market's ready to turn. You do these things well, you do these things right. I'm confident that your customers will be there for you when they're ready. So the thing you need to do is make sure you're ready for them. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. But I want to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all our past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast. Just look for episode 281. While you're there, you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find to have Things Out Loud delivered to your favorite podcatcher every single week. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or Stitcher Radio or Overcast or Spotify or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. And while you're there, I would very much appreciate it if you could provide us a positive rating and review. It gives other listeners a window into what the show is all about and helps them find us and helps them understand why they'd like to listen to us too. You can also find Things Out Loud on Facebook by going to facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates. You can find me on Twitter using the Twitter handle @TCPeter, or you can email me by sending an email to podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that's podcast@timpeter.com. As ever, I'd like to thank our sponsor. Things Out Loud is brought to you by Solo Segment. Solo Segment uses anonymous personalization to provide the right content to customers at the moment they need it. You can learn more about how to improve your content and increase your content yield by going to solosegment.com. Again, that's solosegment.com. With that, I want to say once again, thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it, especially with everything going on in the world. It means so much to me. I hope you have a great rest of the week, a wonderful weekend, and I'll look forward to speaking with you here on Things Out Loud next time. Until then, please, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, please wash your hands, stay indoors, be well, be safe, and take care, everybody. We'll